Okay, so the first piece is from the Me'ein Beis Shoshoeva of Schwab. It's like such a fascinating take. So we'll get back to the whole Sefer Dvarim, that it's really what is unique about the entire Sefer. But in this parsha, he recaps Moshe Rabbeinu, everything that happened with the Meraglim. And he said, Vayishma Hashem es kol debreichem abitzof v'yishpah le'imor, and God got very upset at you. And he swore, im yireh ish ba'anoshim ha'ela, etc., whoever's going to, you know, no one's going to be coming to Eretz Yisrael. Zula say, kol ben yifuna. Gam bi yisanaif Hashem b'glachem. But with me also, God got upset because of you. Gam atol lo sov Hashem, you too will not go. So he says as follows, v'tzorach bir, shahasibah shelo nichnas Moshe Rabbeinu la'eretz lo hoysa b'glal chet ha'meraglim. It has nothing to do with the fact of the chet ha'meraglim, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Ela machmas mei meriva. Right? What happened at the waters of the mei meriva. Uma inyanu be'emtza parshas ha'meraglim. Why is he saying that here? Hinei b'chol hatlu nos b'nei Yisrael b'midbar amrul Moshe lomo tziyan mimitzrayim. Constantly, they keep on turning to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say, why did you take us out of Mitzrayim? Ki ilu Moshe hayo asham b'davar. It's as if he was guilty. V'hu garam lehem kol hamotza ososam ayideh shotzi b'mitzrayim adas asmo. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu concocted with this whole idea and he took them out of Mitzrayim. V'chein b'meraglim amru, lu masnu b'eres Mitzrayim, had we died in Mitzrayim, parshas in Shlach. O b'midbor hazeh, lu masnu halo tov lanu shuv Mitzrayim, and we better go back to Mitzrayim. Av shebe emes lo hoya makam l'shum tana utviya Moshe Rabbeinu, in truth. There's no taina. There's no argument against Moshe Rabbeinu. Sharei kol asi yosef hoyim mefnei ha'gvura. Amnon Teva Adam. This is an amazing Musar. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Teva Adam. It is natural. Shebeshamo Osam Hadvarim. Shonar Ritzufim Yashviu Alav Mitzas. Every year, people are complaining. It affects you. It affected perhaps even Moshe Rabbeinu. V'ulai Yeshloma Shehochicha Moshe Devrehem. Also, Kitsas Rosham Gam Alav. You know, he hears it, and he finally says, "Well, maybe there's some truth to everything they're saying." Shebesofo Rabam Shana also b'shoge dover echa midapa shelo b'tziv Hashem. This is all my fault. It's all my fault. And in the end, maybe he did something b'shoge that God didn't command him, because like you're convincing me as if I'm the one. It took you out of Mitzrayim. I'm the one who's causing all these heartaches. It's on my own. V'hainu shehika es hasel, and that's why he hit the rock. V'zeh gam bi hisaneif Hashem b'glalechem. Shedivreichem, your words. Tlunoseichem, your complaints. So sof gormu sheyotza hakasef alayim. Leimor gam ato losov Hashem. That finally I did something wrong, that you too will not go. It's unbelievable. This idea of Rav Schwab, you know, we take for granted. We think of people. We think of you know, great individuals. There are times even a great individual has self doubt. You know, because people, you know, complain, and he knows that it's not his fault. But the greatest of people, he had Moshe Rabbeinu, the Navi of Naviim, even he's saying maybe he was also in the end somewhat influenced by this whole constant complaining to the fact he finally started believing it. Amazing idea. The Emes Yaakov says something about the Anoshim. It says Havalochem Anoshim. He said, usually what should it be? Ishim. L'chora lashon rabim to tevas ish, ha-yitzarach le-yos ishim. This is a general klal. Why do we say the lashem anashim? Why not ishim? Avalo nimsa zeh rak pamachas. We do find it once in Mishle, aleichem ishim ekra. Avo b'shara makomos hu anashim. Vidok, and can understand. He brings down, by the way, another place where there is Ishim and Tehillim and Ishayahu. Vidok. Vitishkach shigam baharbe safo zoros lodoma hamila shel ish echad lemilas anashim harbe. There, many languages have this issue. Vatam bezehu mipnei shekibat shel anashim harbe einot sirov shel harbe yechidim elahu legamrei shem chadash ve'inyan chadash. That sometimes many individuals, it's not simply that it's a conglomerate of 100 people, it becomes a new entity, a new persona. Because there it's talking about every individual. So again, here an idea that, you know, when everyone gets together, we know this in Tefillah. And Tefillah, the Tefillah's Hatzibur is very different than Tefillah Bitzibur. But the whole concept of Tzibur, is very different. That once we created Tzibur, Klal Yisrael. It's one of the ideas. We'll see. The Noam Elimelech, we'll quote from here in a few minutes. But the Klal, when it comes to a Klal, when you're part of the Klal Yisrael, you know, let me do that right now. That when you're part of the Klal, there is no Chait. There is no chait, meaning Klal Yisrael has no chait, individuals in Klal Yisrael. That's why you go to Davin. But here too, he's just saying that part of the Ishim, the Anashim, that's the idea that when you have many together, it creates a new entity. There's a beautiful Noam Elimelech. You just get it? I'm sorry, I just didn't make... Eila Devarim Hashadivir Moshe El Kol Yisrael. The Noam Melech says as follows: Ki b'shasha adam osa mitzvah, hu mashush kedusha b'nefasha uveivar. When a man does, or a woman does a mitzvah, so there's a certain kedusha that is rooted in his physical body. And none of them also aveira chas v'shalom. Same thing, but if he did an aveira, ozay nasa chisorim be'osa aver she'osa bo aveira. That aver, that limb, also loses that kedusha. V'nistave b'zeh she'afim achakav yasa mitzvah. Is that interesting? And even afterwards, if you do a mitzvah, be'aver ha'hu, lo socha lov kedusha sa mitzvah. This is almost as if you cut off part of your limb, that you can't replace it. Achrei she'shora alav rachmanin letzlan. Ma yasa adam? So what do you do? L'taken is nefasho? Hine ha'etze hi she'yichlol atzmo? It's all Klal Yisrael. You should be, put yourself part of all of Klal Yisrael. Ki lamala bi olamos ha'olyonim yesh olam ha'nikra kol Yisrael. Above, higher, there's something called Kol Yisrael, all of Yisrael. Shebo lo shay shehiyeh l'sitra ta'achra afila shlita kol tehu. The sitra ta'achra cannot be sholet whatsoever. Heyotzki klolos Yisrael heimatamid b'shleimus ha'tov. They're always complete. As it says in Yeshaya, liyos ki yesh b'hem harbei tzadikim hashleimim b'li shum chisarim. V'lochein, and therefore, ka'asher ha'odam ha'prati kolel atzmo b'klolos Yisrael, and therefore, when an individual makes himself part of Klal Yisrael, po'el ha'davar shegam b'nefasho ve'evarav lo yeshum chisarim, then your aveir of your limbs are no longer missing. Umemela tucha kedushas and mitzvahs on all of your aveir of. Well, alkein omrim lefnei asiyas kol mitzvah l'shem yichud kutshem bericho shchinesei b'shem kol Yisrael. That's what the idea of the shem yichud. We're doing this mitzvah to be part of Klal Yisrael. Ki bi'ami razu kol ha'adam esas meklal Yisrael. V'yod yeshetzos. That is another idea. V'hi ayidei mitzvah shmiras Shabbos. We'll see again, but shmiras Shabbos, a beautiful idea from the Tiferet Shlomo. Ki b'yom Shabbos ein shorim shum dinim v'shum chisarim klal. There was no din on Shabbos. There's no chisarim. Memela po elis mitzvus haShabbos al adam shelo yehiyeh gam bo shem chisarim. Shouldn't be any missing. Ube emtzo us shtei eitzus elu shmira Shabbos vahaklalos ema Yisrael yuchel kol adam hashrots kedusha mitzvus lakol eivorim. And that's what Moshe was trying to say. Eshteyo eitzus halalo keitzad. Lahamshech mishras kedushas hamitzvus hakol eivorim eila hadvarim is hinting romes l'shmira Shabbos. Why? Kefi shalomdu chazal chiyuv shviyas lametas melachos b'Shabbos me'akasim b'mitzvah Shabbos eila hadvarim. So that's what it says. That's somewhat of a connection. Eila hadvarim b'gematria is lamed vav. Dvarim, he wants to say, is three. That's Lamates, it's called Yisrael, and putting it together with all of Klal Yisrael. This is an unbelievable Tiferes Moshe. On a similar idea about the Shabbos, but he says our Shabbos today. The Pasuk Hashem Elokeinu Diber Eleinu Bechorev Lema Rav Lochem Shabbos Bahar Hazeh. HaParshazos Nikra Tamid Beinem Etzarim. This Parsha, Dvarim, is always... Well, it's always read during the 3 weeks, but it's obviously read Shabbos Chazon. V'hi meramez lanu ki Hashem Elokeinu diber eleinu b'chorev af shebeis hamikdash hu chorav b'olam rishuyos. B'chorev, even when the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, af al pikein rav lochem Shabbos hu Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Ki ha'anon kol ha'moedim heim lefi hazmanim. All of this Yom Tov, what do we say? Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. V'hayolona mitzvah aliyas harega v'avoser karbanas. And what did we do in all of the chagim? We would go on aliyas harega. We would bring the karbanas. Uvizman hazeh in lo davar avo Shabbos hi kviya v'kayam agam mitzvah hazeh. Shabbos, still today. And then he goes unbelievably further. He says, "V'zeh l'shana matana tova yeshli v'veiskin esiva Shabbos Shemot." Right? He says that in Gemara Beitza, "I have something which is, you know, hidden." Rotzaloma avsha beis hamikdash nignaz afa Shabbos kim liyolam. Even though the beis hamikdash is hidden or destroyed, however, Shabbos is forever. Gam yeshlom Hashem lekenu diber aleinu b'chorev rav lachem Shabbos b'har hazeh al pi mati isa b'gemar b'divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Seira shadorish divrei Torah ainu makabel tumah. That divrei Torah is not makabel tumah. Upei Rasha, what does that mean? Mipnei she Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira was saying hudar b'chutz la'aretz, he lived outside of Eretz Yisrael. V'gadshu and the Chachamim made a gezeira because they didn't want people to live chutz la'aretz. Tuma Shimonim Shana Kodim Churban, 80 years before the Churban. Vehuia Osek Shem B'Torah Hutzrach LeDrosh B'Zeh SheDivrei Torah Ainu Mekabelim Tuma. See, he was the one who was darish that Divrei Torah, the words of Torah, they are not Mekabel Tuma. V'Atam Kipa Oraisa Baruch Kadosh Baruch Ha'Ama Ve'Echi Yalanu Kiyim B'Chutz La'Aretzim Lo Ayidei Esek HaTorah. Has to be. I mean, how could we live outside of Eretz Yisrael if you're going to tell me? Zegam ken haremes Hashem lekenik dibel milchorev. Rotsulomer. Hadivrei Torah heimal eilenu gam bezman hachurban. Kemo shekosov kilo tishkach mipisaro. Even after the churban, obviously, Torah is with us. Lachen kedushas haTorah hitamin imanu. Vezeh hakoach uyaydei kedushas Shabbos. Shehi kviyu v'kayom gam bezman hazeh. Even nowadays, hashchina shorah b'Yisrael b'yom haShabbos. Moshe Kazim, Parish Gemara, Yochi, Abinim, Beis Hamikdash, etc. And he goes on to say elsewhere that the Shabbos today has greater strength, a greater Kedusha per se, than even during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. He says, why is that? During the Beis Hamikdash, it's a very interesting outlook at this. During the Beis Hamikdash, the whole week you're with Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then Shabbos, it's a little bit higher, a little bit closer with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But in Gullus, what do you say? The Imo Anochi Besara, God is also in Gullus. We're in Gullus. It's like it's a very lonely state. We're so separate from each other. And then you comes on Shabbos, the Shekhinah himself, the Shekhinah itself also reappears, is reconnected, that Shekhinah. So he's saying that on Shabbos, during the week, we're you know, when you're on a lower level, and then on Shabbos, when we're all together, you're much more excited. It's much greater, but it's a greater coming together that you even had during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, because now there's just an unbelievable simcha. Okay. The Chasam Sofer also has a very interesting understanding. Eila Devar Meshadibe Moshe Kol Yisrael Be'eva Yarden. This is Marshal Lamelech Sha'asha Daikati. That's Savoy. He did like a last will and testament. Lechalik Nachalasa Levanov in order to give his ownership, his property to his children. Akensha Aluhu Gimel Dvar. And so therefore they asked three things. Imomar Alhein Hein V'Alavav. Right, Dr. Cummings. Then they want to make sure that the father hasn't lost his mind. Moshe Rabbeinu, Amar be'ezem makom heim. So he said where they were, right? He said be'ever hayarden, be'midbar, be'marava, be'ezesman. He says in the 11th month, umahayu be'osesman achri hakosas Sichon. And what they did, they killed Sichon. They destroyed the kingdom of Sichon. Umizaneda shayim Moshe Rabbeinu lo shalom bedas mishavus. So they saw that he was he had all of his faculties. V'hunira tamua ki lama yala das she'ein data mishavus alav. Why would you think otherwise? In the Omer Chazal should be osas man hera kadosh baruch leMoshe as kol ha'asalavo. During that time, we're talking about the 11th month. This is an Adar. So in Osa's man, Hera Kadosh Baruch Moshe's Kola Osla, he showed Moshe everything was going to happen in the future. Ukapevish Rashi Beposek Ad Hayom Acharon. That what is Hayam Acharon? Don't say Yam Ela Hayom until the very last day. Shehera Kadosh Baruch Moshe Kol Hamaoro Shatidin LeOrli Yisrael. He saw the future of all of the tragedies, all of the history of Klal Yisrael throughout the centuries. Ad sheyichav hamesim tchias hamesim. V'hayo shehera kadosh baruch hu Moshe Rabbeinu kol ora golus hazeh be'olam harishuyos. Asher kol yom kolalasim aruba mechaveiro. And he saw the future, the golus, how every day is worse than the day before. V'chol shana shelo nivna ki ilu nechrof. And every year that the Beis Hamikdash was not created, it's as if his nechrof could go and sheroa osanu anachnu. He lepol kolanu hayom shkevar over elav shiva and said, "Now, look at us. We are now sitting in Prague. He's talking about 1772 years. So that's what is that? That's like 1832. Mechurban habayis, mechurban hamikdash, mechurbanas kefula mechupelas, vechesed Hashem aleinu she'ein onem mevinim." Sorosenu. It is a chesed that we don't even contemplate. We can't even understand. We don't understand why there is all this tzaros. Shema haginu mevinim also hayinivcha maves mechayim. And we really understood it. We choose death over life. O Moshe Rabbeinu hayosha ra kol zos lochen yala odash hazeh garam lo she'en datam mishavas alav. And you would think that Moshe Rabbeinu, once he sees it, he loses his mind. You know, if you saw what was going on for the next thousands of years, how just like, you know, one tragedy after the other, if you understood, it's one thing looking in history, but to know the future, what's going to be, Ad Shigam Shachach V'lo Yada Hazmano Amakam Shomed, you would think he would get to a point where he wouldn't even know where he is. And he's basically saying, "No, I'm fully aware." But Yodei Shehu be'eva hayadein, he knows exactly where he was, the time, and when. Udelo tikshe, and he said, "Okay, what is the obvious question?" I remember one of the first times I ever gave a talk or a Torah. Parshas Vayetze and the Chalitza, Behinei Sulam, going from the ground to the Shemayim and the Malachim of Bavel and all of the and Bavel and Rome and Edom, it's had everything was going up and down, representing the four Goluses. I remember asking them, I said, why doesn't Yaakov say anything? You don't see, he's witnessing all this. How could Yaakov have just sat there? He wasn't upset. He saw the Nechama, he saw at the end, he saw why this all occurred. Ki b'midbar b'arava zehu churbono, v'chatzeres v'day zahav zo yimei Nechama. It's unbelievable. Pshat looks up. So, we show from the beginning to end of all of history. The prazos teishav yishalayim v'day zahav l'rames ha'shi yivlu sefasei medamadai, etc., etc. And that's why he was able to contemplate. It's a beautiful pshat I once heard from the Rav Soloveitchik. He said that the Moshe Rabbeinu said, I wanted to hear everything, wanted to know everything from the Pirim of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to see him. And he said, no, I can't show it to you because if I do, Moshe must. And the pshat that he gave is that, meaning that you would be dead emotionally. Like if you understood why every individual, why they have to suffer, why they're going through all these tragedies, why every person has a machla, etc., etc., he would say, okay, listen, this is the best thing for him. I shouldn't daven for him. He says, you shouldn't know. You shouldn't understand all of the ramifications. It's best to stop, to remain in the dark. And that's what the Yisam Sofer is saying is, that Moshe Rabbeinu knew everything, but he knew at the end. And that's why he was able to keep his sanity together and able to teach Klal Yisrael the Torah, to go through Mishnah Torah. And to again make sure that they would have the wherewithal to continue throughout history. So with that, I'll just end the Chabud Daniel. A little bit longer, but everyone really discusses what is the difference between Devarim and the other four Svarim. Sefer Devarim Nikra Mepi Chazal Bekamim Koms B'Shem Mishnah Torah. Because many mitzvahs are told over and over, or told again in Devarim. Devarim, I'm talking about Sefer in Devarim. Avshikvar Nemru. V'nichthudu b'dalat Svarim. Remember Shonim, they were already said in the first four. Or really, the three. V'lashon Mishnah Torah hu milashon sheni. Sheyesh bo inyan shel chazara. L'mash l'man l'kvar. It's like a chazar of what you already learned. V'yesh l'havin amai ha-Torah ha-aricha b'sefer dvarim b'mitzvah shekvar nemar. Why did you go again? U'mahi yota elis lachzor b'ksav al ha-mitzvah shenichtavu. What is the purpose? Because of Haramban, ho'il Moshe be'eres ha-Torah, zeremez b'mitzvah shenemru k'var sheyachzor ozom l'var ozom l'chadish b'em dvarim. To be mechadish, also to give more things. V'tam ho Moshe sherot levar lehem es haTorah, that he wanted to explain it to them. V'hizkur kein lehodia ki me'atzmo, from his own desire. Just don't run away yet, because it's not that he wrote Devarim. It's also with the God also refused all this, but it comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hizkur kein lehodia ki me'atzmo ra'a lasos kein but lo tzivu Hashem b'zeh. God didn't command him to do this. He decided this on his own. The Gam Kosev Abar Benel. Shelo Dibra Aleim B'Sefer Hazem Mitzvahs Mechudashos Shelo Bo B'Svarim HaRishonim. It's not new mitzvahs. Shehoyse Kavanaso B'Lvad L'Va'er. His whole Kavana was to explain the mitzvahs that were already told. Shehoyutzrichos Bi'ur K'mo She'omer Ho'el Moshe Be'er Satar Hazos. From his own, he started to explain. It's not just a chazara, it's an explanation, it's a perush. Umehai tama matzina b'sefer devarim harbei dinim u'pratim nosafim shel hamitzvah shel under lifneichem. That's it. Wasn't mentioned until now. Ulefi zeh yesh lahamtik, and therefore we have to understand lahamtik is the sweetness. As hard to isa b'gemara b'vavar basra. Moshe kosef sifro u'pashas bilam b'iyum. Moshe wrote his sefer. He wrote pashas bilam. And Iyov. Ubi'in ein Yaakov kosa shesifro shemoshe Rabbeinu. Sefer Mishnah Torah, Devarim. Shezen nikra shemo. Uklisiv zichru Torah Moshe avdi. Venira, and this, what does it mean? Shekavana sa'inyan shesefer Devarim habi sifro shemoshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean? It's his sefer. Hainu shesiper Devarim kol, sefer Devarim kolel. This is like the Torah Shabbat Peh. I will aim with us, but don't make the mistake. Chas v'shalom lachshov shemoshe Rabbeinu kosev esfar devar me'atzmo. It's not that he came up with his own idea. V'kol az pirushim shelo b'chlal ha-Torah. Shebechsav b'li haskam as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, there was a haskam of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it started with Moshe Rabbeinu. The old Isa b'Gemara b'Vava Basa, she's kol haTorah chutz mishmonas apsukim acharonim haKadosh Baruch Hu Omer uMoshe Omer v'kosev b'kan ve'elach Moshe Kadosh Baruch Hu Omer Moshe kosev b'dema. Except for the last eight psukim, there's a whole mahalach. What does that mean? Did he actually write the eight? Or did he actually write it, or was it like in the beginning? You know, he said the Torah was written 2,000 years. Before Bria's Olam, that means all the stories are already written, so there's no free will. And the answer is no. In other words, it was written with the Shem Hashem, but all of the letters were there, but not in this order that we see it, in its pristine state. And then later on, it was as the Torah, you know, continues, that the wordings, the letters come into a certain verbiage. Ella Perusha Barbanel Sha'amira Satvarm Ha'elul Yisrael Hoyim and Moshe Rabbeinu Lahoysek Sivas the Sefer HaTorah Mimenu. Kihine lo Kosavu Osam HaTvar Me'asma. He didn't write upon his own. Ki Echitov Dover Me'asma Torah Salakim. How could it be? He writes something about God. This is Torah. Al Ksivas Ze Kolol Hoyim Mipi Agvura Kechol Dibri HaTorah. All came from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, just like everything else. Ki hiskim HaKodesh Baruch Hu al yodo. Ve'omer shepasuk echa me'ele Moshe omru me'atzon. If you say that one of these psukim is dafka only from Moshe, wrote to Loma b'ksivas HaTorah she'ukasvu mebli shimon Hashem yisparach, that he wrote it without God telling him. Elav hu b'chlal ki dvar Hashem b'zeh k'loma shemoshe Rabbeinu l'masar esperusha be'ura b'chsav mechel me'atorah shebechsav ela. After the Kodesh Baruch Hu agreed, then he wrote down. But it started from Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chein mevu b'gemara, v'ein mafsikin b'klolos. You know, mafsikin, you can't stop in the middle of the klolos that are given where? Lo shonu ela b'klolos shebetoras konim in Vayikra. But the klolos in the Mishnah Torah posek, but kisavo, you can make a stoppage there. Why? Halala b'loshen rabim amuros, u'moshe mepi ha'gvura amra. Halala b'loshen yachid amra, but here, that's in Vayikra, but here, he is the one who says this. U'moshe mepi asma amra. It seems to me very similar to the idea of Rabbi Chanan Basaman and Kuntras Divrei Sofrim, and when he explains, you know, what is the secret, I understand the Rambam. The Rambam understands that the reason why you have to listen to the Chachamim is lo sosuru. Really, every Rabbanan is really a Daraisa. But the Ramban says, no, it's a Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. So if that's true, he asks, what is the secret? Why do we dafka have to listen to the Chachamim? Like, what is accomplished? And he said, because the Chachamim seek to figure out the Ratzon Hashem. That is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. He knows the Ratzon Hashem. And he is going by himself. He said, it has to start with me. It's a beautiful idea that this is like the finality. I've always thought the difference is that Torah Shebechsav is the Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking to man. And Torah Sheba'al Peh is a dialogue between man and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. we enter in. It's not simply we're speaking, you know, tefillah, we're speaking to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But in Torah Shabbat Peh, I think I always felt that it really is a dialogue between man and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, taking his Torah and figuring out his Ratzon and giving our Chidushim. But the difference over here in Mishnah Torah is the Chidushim per se, if that's what how you want to refer to it, but it was with the ultimate Haskama of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Harei Shesefer Devarim Nemar Tchila Ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu. Shem Moshe Rabbeinu Mepi Atzmon. It started off that way. Umehai Tami Isa B'Yavam Asafil Laman. Delo Doresh Smuchim Be'alma. Even those who don't Doresh the Smichas HaParshiyas, B'Mishnah Torah is Doresh. Why? Could be B'Shailis HaShailis and Shuvas of the Raivan. V'tamim Mishum Dechol HaTorah M'pi HaGvorin Nemra V'ein Mukdam M'Ucher Av Moshe. When it comes to the other rest of the Torah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no M'Ucher M'Ukdam. It's not. There's no real set in order. Av Moshe Sitzida Mishnah Torah Parsha Achad Parsha Lo Sida Elohi Darsh. The way he wrote it, Moshe Rabbeinu created the mechanism to be darshan. Harei Shekivan said, and I would add to that, why? He created the elements, the ingredients for Torah Shabbat Peh, that Torah should be alive and continuing, expanding. Harei Shekivan Sesevar Devarim Hu Mitoch Lashonu V'Sidurah Shem Moshe Rabbeinu Yesod Ros Bos Samuchim. Shem Moshe Rabbeinu Aminas HaParsha B'Seidazah. He is the one who put this together. The Kavana Kedei Lehidorish. Okay, one more piece, and then I think we'll see how much more further I want to. Let's say a little bit more. V'yesh lahakshol sadzeh. Imasha kosa b'sefer ohla Yaakov b'shem the gavil nago and the gra. Hinei sha'alti espi maren rabbeinu hu rabbeinu hakadosh hagon hachosid Rabbi Eliyahu of Mevilna. Ma hevdo ben hatorah hakadosha ben mishnah Torah. What's the difference? They heard the voice of God through the throat of Moshe. Lo kein sefer dvarim hayu Yisrael shomim dvar sefer zeh mipi Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom ba'atzmo. In dvarim, you heard Moshe Rabbeinu's voice speaking directly to them. V'hu amram b'medrash rabba merapei lashon etz chayim. Moshe ad shelo zocha l'torah k'sivo lo ish devarim. Until now, he said, like in Shemot, lo ish devarim, I can't speak. And kivin shezocha l'torah nisrapei lashon v'hitzcha l'daber medvarim. Okay, so he goes on to, again, a very similar idea. Just one more little piece and we'll stop here. We see nimsa shesefer devarim will be emes tchilas ha-torah Sheba alpeh, sheba anu mishtatfim im HaKadosh Baruch Hu bespaschus haTorah ayidei yud gimel midos. This was the beginning. This is like the entranceway. There's much to say on this whole idea that this is the Torah Sheba alpeh. What it means by the Torah Sheba alpeh, you know, in Devarim is that this is what the, you know, there's a beautiful Emes Yaakov. We don't realize this is the beginning, but we don't realize it. You know, Emes Yaakov, I remember saying that really there should have been, sort of Yaakov Kamenetz, there really should have been one Gullus. After the first Korban HaBayis, we should have been still in that. But we weren't ready. We weren't ready to go into the Gullus at that point. Why did we have to come back? We came back for hundreds of years, and during that time we developed Tefillah. During that time, we really developed the Torah Shabbat Peh that we have today. No, it's the use of the Mishnah, Gemara, etc., etc. That's what saved us. And that's what saved us. And the idea and the important message that we get is that in the Churban HaBayis, and you go back to the Teferi Shlom, the Churban HaBayis, there were certain elements that were left for us to go to greater heights that perhaps we couldn't have even before the time. One of them is Shabbos, but I think also the Torah Shabbat Peh. The uniqueness of Torah Shabbat Peh, how it has been developed over the last few thousands of years, has allowed us to come to a closer relationship, I believe, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu today than perhaps ever before in history. Each year, each day, there so many more Pirushim, Chidushim, Svarim. You keep on learning and learning. It's just so many more, you know, so many more intricacies. The Shivim Lashonos of Torah, the Shivim Panim Torah. It brings us to a point of coming closer and closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every day we go up into Shemayim and ask for another Chiddush. I really believe that, in other words, because of the Golus, this mechanism of Torah Shabbat Peh, which Moshe Rabbeinu really starts off with the Parshas, with Sefer Devarim, is to teach us the way to reach out to the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not only through Tefillah. It's not only that we would cry out to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but really coming close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu is through Torah Shabbat Peh, through studying all of the Torah, all of the Gemaras and the Mishnayos, and I think that leads us to come closer and closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay.